Есть три аспекта.
There are three aspects of the divine perfection. They correspond to the three qualities of God. They are love, wisdom, and power. We work with all three aspects, though the love is the main one. Without becoming love, without making oneself to be a permanent emotion of love, emotion is a state of consciousness. And we have to learn to live in a permanent emotion of love, without entering negative emotions, nor anger, nor irritation, no sorrows about the fate, no depression, and so on.
Этому посвящено учение Иисуса Христа.
Jesus taught about this. I am not going to discuss it now. You can read it in the book God Speaks, in section The Initial Teaching of Jesus Christ. You will find the necessary citations there. So, having became love and having cognized the highest spatial dimensions, they cannot be cognized in any other way but by through the work of extending the spiritual heart and making it an active, agile consciousness. So when a considerable part of this path is finished, only then one can begin to work with the aspect of power, power of consciousness. By the time when we begin to do it, the bodies became healthy, strong, otherwise one cannot sustain all the work that we have done, for example, during the last several days. There are special methods for growing the power of consciousness by using energy structures of the bottom dantian. All this is permittable on the spiritual path, permittable to do only when the consciousness is made subtle, and only after the leader made sure that the intellect and ethics of students are okay. A serious error of many spiritual schools is involving into esoterical work all people who wish to. This is a very serious error, felonious error of the leaders who know it but do it. This is a felony for God and for people. It's another matter when a leader does not know it and he thinks that giving spiritual knowledge of any level to all people is good for them. He thinks that all people are equal, but of course people are very different. We are very different by the age of the soul, and only souls who lived many incarnations, human incarnations. Only such souls can be considered as intellectually mature enough and capable to withstand such a serious path. And now we will come in touch slightly with the aspect of power of the spiritual advancement. Very slightly. Such information cannot be given to the general public. Речь идет о разных приемах, их много. We are talking about different methods of developing of bottom dantian. The bottom dantian is the top dantian, auxiliary to the middle dantian of spiritual heart. On this remarkable, wonderful place of power, we will describe one of exercises. One has to enter with the concentration of the consciousness into the bottom dantian. You can hear that my voice has changed immediately. And like a separate muscle, a big muscle like a biceps, we take it and enlarge not the biceps itself, but to create an image of a muscle and fill this image with the consciousness. A muscle like biceps, and this muscle can contract. And this image we fill with the consciousness, and we just contract the muscle, and the body follows. The consciousness is inside the muscle, and it's enough to contract the muscle, and the body, without effort, begins to move. It's not work of the muscles of the body, it's work of the consciousness. It's not important to which side of the body this muscle is attached. It has to be attached to the center of the bottom dantian. Not to the navel, but at the level of the navel to the center.